How might AI-generated content impact the way social media marketers strategize and plan campaigns in the future?
I think it's going to allow them to create more mm-hmm. without judgment. I think a lot of social media marketers, and this is, I'm not saying this is all true, this is just an opinion, that like a lot of social media marketers judge what's going out, what's based off, obviously their data, obviously rely, use the data and whatnot. And it's going to allow them to iterate faster, experiment faster in a grander scale. Like, you know, they'll be able to do like what we do with the 70-30 rule, which is like 70% of what's working, 30% of what's experimenting is experimental stuff. That way, it's like there's no judgment on it. Like, you know, experiments are not meant to like be successful. You just have a hypothesis and you see if it works. Mm-hmm. But with that, it's going to allow them to experiment and double down again what's working and experiment with what's working. It's going to be able to, because then they can create multiple creatives. If they're going to be doing a campaign for multiple target audiences, they can quickly create that, like from the college demo to like Gen Z to millennials to late millennials, Gen Xers. They can create that, leverage wording, leverage like make references in the copy, you know, make it look a certain way that they will resonate with at scale and much faster. So then they'll be able to just create without fear of the cost of creative, because then AI will just be able to quickly generate it. And if anything, like the people on the creative side, they'll be able to help give direction mm-hmm. towards the AI tool, so it's looking towards what the artistic direction. That's what I think in mm-hmm. terms of that. They can, it'll just allow them to expand more of what they're doing, beyond what we currently is.
Before things like OpenAI like became like very public, they're very accessible to the public. Like before that, social media managers or marketers are being hired by all these like places and companies as basically not just the marketer but also the creator. You have to be a videographer, photographer, editor, and everything in one. So like not all marketers come with those talents. I have beginner to intermediate knowledge of like editing like video and like photo stuff. So someone like me, or like is someone that has less than me, that knows less than me, would be able to actually like perform these jobs a lot easier without having the need to maybe get help from an actual person, outside help from an actual person. They can just get it from an AI tool. AI video editing is on its way. We know that. Or it's already happening, maybe. There's already like content being created solely by AI. Like they can use those tools at their disposal to be able to just create more content. And then to strategize, and the strategic part of it is that they can get so much data. We can already get like our data from like Facebook or whatever other platform that, you know, that we use.
Yeah.
But also like AI could also just give, again, like in a previous question that we answered, like creative feedback.
Yeah.
Like they created something out of AI and then they put it back into AI and be like, is this good? You're basically just, you know, taking jobs of like this many people and putting it into one person. And then the one person can actually just do the job that they were hired to do a lot easier and like with less stress, because then they can really focus on like doing the actual marketing as opposed to having to think of the creative, having to do all this.
Yeah.
When it's technically not what they trained or went to school for or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys found this useful. And if you guys got questions, feel free to hit us up on Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or wherever you guys are watching or listening to this. See you guys later. Bye.